Hello.
Oh, hi, Paul. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right, what's up? How you doing?
Hi. I was just asked to call you. I got a message that you had clicked on the dashboard for more information on the Google Verified at Leads, the local service ads. Was that an accident, or were you wanting to get more information on that?
I don't know anything about this.
Oh. I wonder if
I
it was
know when we
calling
first
then.
talked, but no, we got something from Facebook,
Okay.
and it was horrible. Like, somebody told me to just text them, so I texted them. They never responded. It just pain in the butt. And then now I'm getting these, like, fraudulent, you guys are using stuff you're not supposed to use on Meta for advertisements, and they're sending me, "We encourage you to proactively review and edit your ads to protect your account and maintain campaign efficiency, copyright and intellectual property, misleading product information." This is the stuff I'm getting. I'm getting emails on this stuff all the time from Meta.
Okay. It sounds like those are scam emails. I'm gonna send you an email that talks about the Facebook scams and how you could recognize them just so that you know. And then as far as the Google Verified leads, it sounds like that wasn't something you were interested in upgrading to. You were just, maybe you or Colleen just clicked on it by accident, you think, or?
Right, probably.
Probably. Okay. Well,
If this is a scam
mm-hmm.
thing, the things that I'm gonna write back to this thing will probably be like haunting people's nightmares. Because
Yeah.
I am
Well,
not into
those
this
scam
scamming world.
people deserve it, though. You know what I mean? If they're out there trying to scam people by sending, "Oh, you're under copyright infringement," and all of that nonsense, you know what I mean? So they deserve to get whatever they get from that. But I'm going to send you the email that talks about those Facebook scams, and then that way, if you recognize that it is, you know, you can follow up with them accordingly, or possibly just block them so they can't send emails moving forward. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, I know how to block.
Yeah.
Things they send
Okay.
us scams all the time. So I don't know how. It's sad in this country that people are so stupid that we get
Yeah.
scammed out of their stuff. I mean, it's like they should be scammed because you're looking at these things going, "Are you serious?"
I
It's clearly
know.
dumb.
Yeah, it's so dumb. Yeah, I have a good friend that's getting entangled in this business that, you know, she thinks it's the best thing since sliced bread. But when I looked into the company, like, they don't have a verifiable registered address. The FCC's saying that they're a scam and don't trust them. And no matter what I tell her, she doesn't listen to me. I guess
Oh,
she's gonna have to
that's, I
find
don't
out for herself.
understand people. Doesn't make any
Yeah.
sense to me. Like,
I think because it's like an investment opportunity, kind of like a Ponzi scheme where she tries to get other people to sign up for it. But I think that, you know, she's just so bought into it that she thinks that, oh, maybe she's jealous or something, and that's why she's
I
calling
have a
me.
best friend that loves
But
get rich quick schemes.
and that's what it is, a get rich quick scheme. Exactly. Yeah. And I feel bad because they put money into it, and then they withdrew a little bit, and when they got the withdrawal, "Oh, it's real because we even took money out." I'm like, yeah, but they call that a rug pull. They give you a little bit, and then you start going crazy and putting all your money into it and having all your friends and relatives. And then when there's real money involved and you try to take it out, then the company's closed, and there's nothing in the bank account, you know? But yeah, like I said, it's sad because she won't listen to me. She just so bought into it right now, you know? So, yeah.
I've never
But,
met somebody who got deep into like the scam part.
yeah, I know. I know. Normally it's really hard, you know, but I mean, those scammers are so good at it. I know even my dad, he called me one day and said he was scammed out of $40,000 from some guy in Lima, Peru, and like he had to make a police report, and the FBI were into it. That's how they found out he was in Lima, Peru. But his was like an email scam. He got the email, we're trying to process your $300-something for your Microsoft renewal. And he's like, I don't have a Microsoft renewal. So he called the number on the email, and that was a scam artist that ended up draining money out of his account because he said, oh, let me just, you know, do a screen share with you and I'll help you get access to fix this and, you know, make sure that it's canceled. But when he did the screen share, he started, you know, withdrawing money out of his accounts, you know. So it's really sad how sophisticated they are. My dad's 84 years old, so he didn't know any better, you know. So
right. That's the kind of thing that I know for sure. Those are the ones that I look at and go, this is obviously fake. And then when they answer the phone, I'm like, okay, come on. You're not from America.
Exactly. Exactly.
Really?
The thing is, a lot of the tech people that are legitimate, you know, Microsoft employees and stuff, I'm sure that they are like Indian.
Talk to a supervisor. Supervisors are always from America.
Yes. Oh, that's a good call. Yeah.
Yep.
My dad called me now if he did anything suspicious, because he got something one day and he called me and he said, where's Luke? That's my son's name. I said, oh, he's at home sleeping. You know, I just saw him this morning on my way to work. And he said, oh, I got a call. Grandpa, I'm in jail. And can you send me money to bail me out? And, you know, whatever you do, don't tell mom about this. And he said, that's what was a red flag when he said, don't tell mom about this. So he called me right away. And I said, no, that's a scam, you know. And so, yeah, it's amazing how sophisticated they get, you know. So.
Yep, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you know what? I actually see that we talked about this Google Guaranteed program initially, and I sent you guys info on it. Yeah, so that email should have all the info that you need if you ever want to look into upgrading. But for now, I'll have.
Right now, my wife's just like, I don't even know what this is doing for us. So she's not interested in this at all.
Yeah, she will be, though, once it comes to full fruition. You have to understand that first page placement on Google is a process, so it doesn't happen overnight. You know, in the terms and conditions, it says 60 to 90 days. However, we're typically getting people up there in only 45 to 60 days, you know, based on their responsiveness. So that's the good news, is you guys have already been with us for 3 weeks, and it typically is the second month where you really see the program pop, and that's when it comes to full fruition. So hang
right
in there. She'll become a believer in it when she sees, you know, the actual clients calling from the first page of Google. And when that happens, Paul, you can always remove the Facebook ads at that point, you know. So those are $100 of what you pay. I always say definitely keep them for the first, you know, 2 or 3 months, because it jump starts your results and makes you relevant to Google and gets you on that first page quicker. But once you're ranking on the first page, you probably won't even need the Facebook ads anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
87% of consumers hire off the first page of Google, right? So that only leaves 13% if you look at, you know, Yelp and Yellow Pages and Facebook and those other sources.
So Yelp keeps calling me about setting up my account, too. You guys are working on that, right?
Yeah, it says that Yelp claimed by client, no access client, added us as an admin. So yeah, we're working on the Yelp listing, not running Yelp ads. We offer that program too, but that's $4.99 a month. So I would probably, you know, just stick with what you have. And if you ever, you know, start getting a high return, or when you start getting a high return and you want to reinvest and do some upgrades, do the local service ads on Google. It'll get you a lot more return than, you know, the Yelp ads will, but we do offer those as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you'll love that Google Guaranteed program. I don't know why we didn't add it in the first place. You're licensed and insured and all that good stuff, right?
I am licensed and insured and bonded, and yeah, I pay all kinds of money.
Yeah, because that's the program that you have to pass the background check in order to participate. I'll refresh your memory and let you know that it's a $250 application fee. That application process takes 4 to 8 weeks. Once you pass it, you get that accreditation from Google where they'll actually put a blue or a green check mark next to your name, and everybody online can see that you are a Google verified approved company. And so that, you know, elevates your return because, you know, people will know that you have that extra, you know, strength behind you. And then it's a pay per lead program where the leads only run about $50.67 each. So I really think you'd like it because how it differs from a typical lead program is with a regular lead program, they're going to charge you whether it's 150 miles away or a bogus lead in an incorrect category. But with this, you only get charged for it if it's a valid lead within your area. So if somebody calls you and says, you know, oh, hey, Paul, can you come paint my house? You're not going to get charged for that because that's not an HVAC lead, right? Or if they call you and say, hey, can you do an air conditioning installation? I'm in Las Vegas, right? You won't get charged for that because that's not your service area. So, yeah, it's
definitely I'll tell you right now that what I'm on right now is garbage. The Angie stuff, I'm getting people that are like the worst.
Absolutely.
People with no money. We deal with a lot of their
customers. Yeah, so I know what you're talking about. They're just a bunch of price shoppers that are looking for the cheapest rate, right?
Right.
Yep. That's kind of where. And it gets them, they get a million different, it's just like thumbtack, even though they told me it wasn't. And it's not good.
The reason that happens is they're selling the lead to you and to everybody else out
yep.
there. Which
she told me that they're
money.
Not. They have to look at your profile and judge themselves, and then they'll contact who they want to contact. They can contact several people, but they got to look at, and everybody I'm talking to is saying, nope, I just got a million calls at once. So
yeah,
that's a lie.
Exactly.
Absolute that is a lie.
You might be able to get out of your whatever agreement you have with them based on, you know, it sounds like there's some fraudulent or unethical practice that they gave you in order to get you to sign up. But that's the main difference with a Google guaranteed lead. It would only come to you. So Google, as you know, is not interested in selling leads to multiple businesses. So once you pass the background check and you turn the leads on by activating the budget, then it would only come to you if you did accept a lead through the Google Guaranteed or the Google Verified program.
Right.
So do you want me to resend you that email just so you don't have to look for it? Because I know I sent it to you a while back. Yeah, I'll send it to you again. That way, you know, you and Colleen could consider it. And again, and I say it's not a bad thing to crawl before you can walk, you know, so why not get this to full fruition, get your phone ringing with new clients, and then once you start making some solid money off of it, then you can always call me and then reinvest and maybe upgrade to that program at that time, okay?
Right. And Colleen's the one that needs to figure out what all of it's about.
Yeah, I can reach out to her if you want. I don't know if maybe she was the one that clicked on the info for it. You think
so? Well, we were trying to get to our Facebook referral, right? Is that what that was?
Okay.
And
what happened?
We were fiddling with it to get into the account. I didn't have it set up on my phone yet. I knew nothing about it. And we're on a drive because we had to go. We work in Nevada sometimes too. Reno. So
we have something
that we have to go and deal with, and we're trying to convert into both. Anyways, so we're heading out of town to do that. We're still here. And we're scrambling to do that. So we could have pushed on something wrong while we were doing that, I guess. But whoever messaged us and then just told me, just text me and then didn't respond, like those are the people I don't want to have.
I don't know what you're trying to
do. I need to make
you
stop allowing it to stick to that one. So anyway.
Have you guys downloaded the app?
Yeah, I got it on my phone now. So when I go
okay, to good. Yeah, that will help you to respond to those in real time. And yeah, if they told you to text them and it's not even a real person that you could talk to, I would definitely disregard it. But in the meantime, I sent you that email so you can verify if it's a Facebook scam with the other ones that are threatening you with copyright infringement and whatnot. Okay.
Yep. As long as that wasn't a true thing, because I shouldn't be bothered with any of this stuff. You guys are working on that, right?
Exactly. We don't plagiarize and take, you know, photos from other businesses that do have copyright and repost them. So even if we did use a stock photo, it would be a fresh photo that we would create and have access to. It wouldn't be anything like a copyright infringement.
While I had you on the phone, I want to make sure that I got two of those messages from Netta. So.
Okay. Absolutely. I would say they're 100% fraudulent, but yeah, it'll be interesting when you see the email because we already are proactive and we send that automatically to our clients so they can recognize it. But sometimes, you know, business owners, they don't go over it. So I just sent it to you again for your reference. Okay.
All right. Well, we're trying to get out of here. So.
No problem.
Yeah.
Have a great rest of your day.
You'll probably want to have some talks with you at some point to make to figure this out.
Yeah, this week I'll have time to get onto that and the other one and really dig into it. So.
Right. So.
Perfect.
We'll talk later on this week. Okay.
Sounds perfect. Okay. Have a great rest of your week. Okay.
Right,
thanks.
You too.